There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Lots of medical stories that we still haven't finished up, and let's just hit them one by one. A firm handshake may be a sign of good health, and this is something we have been talking about for decades, and another study comes out saying, check your handshake. According to a new Canadian-led study, researchers from McMaster University in Hamilton, Ontario, says weak grip strength has been linked to a higher risk of stroke and heart attack. Experts analyzed the data of 139,000 people from 17 high and low income countries, including Canada, who were part of a four-year-long study. They found that for every 5 kilogram or 10-pound drop, roughly 2.3 times 5. So what, maybe 11 to 12 pounds drop in grip strength, participants were linked to a 9% higher risk of stroke and 79% greater risk of heart attack, even after adjusting for age, education level, smoking, physical activity, and other potential factors. According to Dr. Daryl Long, grip strength could be an easy and inexpensive test to assess an individual's risk of death and cardiovascular disease. Long said more research is needed to prove if improving muscle strength can curb the risk of death and cardiovascular disease, and this was published in The Lancet. So what I was talking about in the first hour is my father used to have an amazing grip strength. Now, we didn't have Jamar dynamometers back then where he could show me by pulling, you know, squeezing that grip, how many pounds or kilograms. But I remember when he was in his 30s, you know, because, you know, he was military and very athletic, and he was showing me how, you know, grip strength, that he could possibly break my hand just demonstrating. I was like, you got it, Dad. Yeah, I know you got a good grip strength. And he was talking about in the early 80s how good grip strength means you're going to live a long life. Well, he still died at age 62, which might have been longer for the average man in the 70s and 80s, but he died in 2004, and I think he died too soon. But I also noticed his grip strength was decreasing. He had diabetes. He had low testosterone. So, you know, and then obviously he had heart disease issues. So did he exercise that much? No. Did he watch what he ate? Yeah. He didn't smoke. He didn't drink. He took his daily aspirin. You know, he watched what he ate. Wasn't ever big on sweets. You know, yeah, he liked Pepsi Cola, you know, back in the 80s. But other than that, he wasn't like, you know, what you'd see, you know, nowadays. But unfortunately, he died anyway. So this firm handshake story really hits home with me, because when people have really good grip strength, I do tend to think that they're doing damn well, that they're pretty safe from a lot of illnesses. Just one of those correlations. Yet, when you start to see the grip strength go down, maybe that could be a sign that something's going on. So I'm wondering if this is something that we may want to envelop or include in a typical workup, you know, medical workup, where you do grip strengths each year at the physical, and you see if the grip strength starts to go down. Now, I know if my husband will listen to this, he's like, wait a second, Dahlia, your grip strength stinks. I'm very weak in my hands. I was always more of a kicker. I have a lot of strength in my legs. When we would play kickball, oh my gosh, everybody wanted me on their kickball team. Nobody wanted me on their baseball or tennis or anything like that because I'm not very good with my, I don't want to say I'm not good with my hands because I'm a doctor. You know, I can do surgery, et cetera. But in terms of strength, my arm's not very athletic. My legs, yes. So for me, you know, my grip strength does really stink. But, the rest of me, I'm still pretty athletic, you know, and I try to eat right. Lord have mercy. And I don't smoke, you know. Although if I gain any more weight, I may have to take it up because this is ridiculous. But anyway, so firm handshake. Some doctors have these, they're called Jamar dynamometers. And so what you do is you grip it, you squeeze it, and you look to see if the, where the pounds or the kilograms are. Now, some people are like, well, what's the average grip strength? It depends. You know, for men, definitely a lot higher than women. It also depends on which, hand you're doing. You know, right-handed versus left. But very interesting. A lot of people I notice that are very healthy, their right and left are pretty even. You know, I've seen people do 100 pounds. I've seen people do 50 pounds. Then I get a very petite woman, right? And, you know, she barely goes up to 5. I'm like, really? I can't do it. I'm like, come on, woman. You're making us look bad. Squeeze the damn dynamometer. Well, I just don't want to break a nail. What am I supposed to do? Can I get my husband to do this? No. Just squeeze the damn thing. Stop it. You know, because I'll try. I suck, but at least, you know, I'll try. I don't want people thinking that I'm worried about breaking the nail. But I got to tell you, though, by the way, breaking nails do stink. It's expensive. You know, now that I've had to do the whole acrylic thing to make my nails look good on TV, you break one of those, you're back in a nail place for another 30 minutes and for more money. So I don't like breaking my nails. But anyway, all right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got a lot to talk about. We have Uber being sued by a man who claims that Uber was his idea. We also find that adults with autism are having difficulty getting through their job interviews. I know that's kind of a no-brainer, but what can we do to help people with autism as we have so many more people with autism entering the job field? And then too much testosterone can actually make you sick. Why higher levels of testosterone could put you at risk not only for prostate issues, but also for diabetes. So as you can see, we've got a very busy next hour on the Dr. Dalia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dalia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdalia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdalia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. in these historically dangerous times. It makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risks of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter again. And I already said that. Look at me repeat myself. All right. Well, another story that keeps repeating itself, but unfortunately is getting worse, are states and feds now are grappling to contain the worst bird flu outbreak on record, being reported by Fox News. And we're being told by New York Daily News that Nebraska is now declaring a state of emergency over the bird flu. This has now prompted the governors of four states now in total to declare emergencies and led to the culling of 33 million birds in 16 states. Apparently, there are three deadly strains of avian influenza that have hit North America since December. The action by Governor Pete Ricketts followed similar moves in Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Iowa. He of Nebraska, with the spread of infections picking up speed, the battle to stem the crisis they're seeing right now has become an all-hands-on-deck sort of situation. Now, Washington approved $330 million in emergency funds to help states fight the spread of bird flu with stepped-up biosecurity measures that included monitoring and euthanizing millions of chickens. See, they say culling and euthanizing instead of just, you know, you're killing the chickens because they got the flu. But I like the word, you know, I don't like the word culling, but I guess it's a little bit more aesthetic to the ears. In Iowa, the state is sending mobile incinerators from farm to destroy the chickens. There are so many chickens that need to be killed that it is causing logistic problems. Poultry farms regularly cull older hens, but not in the numbers dictating the current outbreaks. Even though most poultry farms has a way to cull birds, not to this level. So, apparently there's a lot of infrastructure and depopulation right now in place in the industry. They say so many hens have to be disposed of at once. The $6 billion per year poultry exporting industry has now therefore been hit hard. And there's international bans on our supplies imposed by China and Mexico. So, Governor Ricketts said that federal agriculture officials confirmed a second farm site had tested positive for the rapidly spreading avian flu virus. So now they did a state of emergency, and the declaration allows emergency funds and other aid to the Nebraska Department of Agriculture. Now, okay, how does this affect us? Well, we got now the egg and the chicken industry. That is now reeling. These are huge, huge industries. Remember, the bird flu does not pose a risk to us humans. Okay, we have not seen, thank God, any human infections from this. Could these avian viruses mutate and go from bird to human? In theory, yeah, they can. But right now, they aren't. Okay, so we're not so much worried about that. However, we are looking at now the financial ramifications of two major industries hit to this degree. The cost of a carton of large eggs in the Midwest jumped 17% to $1.39 a dozen from $1.19 a dozen. And then eggs and cake mix and mayonnaise, et cetera. So we're going to start seeing food prices rise pretty steeply. Eggs have jumped 63%. That are used in a lot of the ingredients, I guess 63%. Turkey prices were supposed to go down, and now we're hearing going up because the bird flu took about 5.6 million turkeys. So we need to expect that this Thanksgiving dinner is going to be a little bit more expensive. This is an H5 virus, obviously worrying farmers and investigators. We're hoping that the warmer spring weather could maybe stave off some of the viral speed, but we don't know. And again, once these animals have it, very highly contagious. At any time, they say, now the Maryland Department of Agriculture, they're on alert also. Apparently, at any time, there are approximately 110 million chickens in Maryland, Delaware, and Virginia. Keep in mind, if also eggs are being used for vaccines, you know, chicken embryos, et cetera, vaccine prices going up. We also need our flu vaccine being made this summer and not upped in price with the need to get people vaccinated. So that's another concern as well. So we'll keep you guys posted, but this is definitely not a light issue. And, you know, we don't really talk about the bird flu that much because it doesn't affect humans, but it definitely affects us indirectly. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a lot of you guys going gluten-free, I commend you. If it makes you feel better, if you think you have less arthritis, if you're losing weight, and you have less depression, go for it. I think a lot of foods that are processed that have gluten could be the root of a lot of our health issues. I don't know if it's particularly gluten if you don't have celiac disease, but because a lot of foods that aren't really good for us, you know, have gluten in them, trying to go gluten-free and eating more healthier, I commend. Well, there are probiotic supplements out there saying that they are gluten-free. Well, when researchers tested 22 of them, they found that more than half of these products had detectable levels of gluten. And remember, probiotic pills are supposed to contain good bacteria. They're supposed to help your healthy digestive system. So if people really need to be gluten-free, for those of you with celiac disease or SPRU, you can't mess around with something that's falsely claiming it's gluten-free. According to Dr. Peter Green, a professor of medicine and director of the Celiac Disease Center at Columbia University, New York, says it appears that labels claiming a product is gluten-free are not to be trusted, at least when it comes to probiotics. Most of the products that contain gluten only had little bits of it, like less than 20 parts per million. But, you know, and maybe according to the FDA would qualify. But the problem is 18% of the products contain higher amounts of gluten that were too high to be considered gluten-free. And if you really suffer from celiac disease, you need gluten-free. Okay? No messing around with that. The previous study came from the same researchers finding that patients with celiac disease who took supplements were more likely to experience symptoms of the disease than those who did not take supplements. Well, of course, if you're taking supplements, there's gluten in them, yeah. So right now they don't know exactly what the risk could be for people with celiac disease with these, but just be very, very cautious. When something says gluten-free, all right, you need to, you know, be aware. Speaking of purchasing things, this was an interesting study. Health foods to buy in bulk and what not to. A lot of us go to Costco and we go to Sam's Club and we'll start buying things in bulk and then we realize, maybe, you know, it's not a good idea because these things don't last. I used to buy cheese in bulk. Yeah, that to me, I don't like to keep cheese longer than a few days. And so I decided, you know what, I think those things I'm going to just leave for the regular store. But they say beans, I know everybody loves their beans, I don't, has fiber, protein, etc. They say these things you can buy in bulk, all right? You'll definitely save money because they go 60 to 75 cents per pound in warehouse stores as opposed to grocery stores, $1 to $1.50 a pound. So if you want to start cutting back on your meat and introduce beans or mix ground beef in your beans and a lot of recipes to decrease the amount of meat that you're eating, you could do that. Ground beef costs about $4 to $6 a pound. In terms of spices, spices may not need to be bought in bulk. In fact, they may not last as long as we think they do. So they say turmeric, antioxidant, it has curcumin, pretty good, help make your dishes pretty yummy, etc. And a giant container could go anywhere from $5 to $50. Even though spices don't go bad, they still will lose their flavor at about 6 months to 2 years. So if you're only using a little bit of the spice, it doesn't really make sense to buy them in bulk. What about popcorn kernels? Popcorn is becoming the snack of the health snack of the future. It's corn. Okay? If you're not salting it, if you're not adding butter, then popcorn could be one of the healthiest snacks out there. All right? Unpopped kernels last indefinitely, they say, when stored in a light, in a tight lid, in a cool, dry spot. So if the microwave popcorn expires, the kernels in a jar won't. All right? So as long as you have proper temperature, not a lot of humidity, etc. I still don't want to tell you how long to keep them. But they say popcorn kernels cost about $1.60 a pound and can provide a lot of servings. Definitely cheaper when you buy those in bulk. They say olive oil, be careful with. Okay, olive oil does not have a long shelf life because oils start to go bad after 6 months. Rancid oils have been linked to heart disease and other sorts of health problems. So even though we like olive oil and we understand it's expensive, so there's the desire to buy bulk, be careful. Okay, because if it turns rancid, you got to throw it out. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Deli.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2237, extension 129.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. And ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so adults with autism are having trouble during their job interviews. And as we have more and more high-functioning autism adults, you know, being introduced into our population, as we have 1 in 56 kids being born or diagnosed with some sort of autism, we need to understand that as an employer, as a manager, as a coworker, we need to incorporate people with autism and highly functional autism within our work setting. And even though we're not taught how to work with people with autism and even high functioning autism, it's something that needs to be discussed. Now, many of us have worked with people with high functioning autism and we didn't realize it. And unfortunately, some people in the workplace would either be singled out, they may be bullied, they may be like, you know what, they just are different, I can't talk to them, you know, etc. Yet, I've come to, you know, identify a lot of people, and they're actually very, very nice people. They're easy to work with. It's a hell of a lot more difficult to work with a bipolar than with somebody with autism. But then, what you need to do is capitalize on their strengths. We have multiple family members with autism and Asperger's in the family. And Asperger people are high-functioning autistic people. And there's one family member that I don't think has been diagnosed. But he says inappropriate things all the time, and not dirty inappropriate, not dirty. He's a good guy, really nice, good-hearted, but just says what he feels, and he doesn't filter. And so a lot of us that have more people skills, and unfortunately people with autism don't seem to have as much, you know, of a filter when, you know, or much of a ability to have that ease with communication. But you know, when you have somebody that's a highly functional autistic, I mean, they'll come in, some of them, and they'll just say, I really don't like your shoes. But they're not saying it to be mean. It's just a fact. Okay, do you want to talk about your blood pressure? Yeah, I do. Let's talk about blood pressure. I also really don't like your makeup today. But yeah, let's talk about my blood pressure. It's like, okay. Yeah, thank you. Thank you for being honest. Very highly functional. They work. They're married. They have family, etc. But it's one of the signs, you know. Now, I don't blame them because if any of you have seen my shoes, I don't really wear phenomenal footwear. Okay, I wear whatever is cheap, comfortable, and can deal with my bunions. So they're right. And sometimes I do apply my makeup crappy. Yet you have other people that have phenomenal people skills, and they're like, oh my gosh, Dahlia, you look like a movie star. You're gorgeous. I love the makeup. I'm like, no, you don't. I look like crap. Look at my eyeliner. It's not even. Come on, stop it. Well, I tried. So, you know, I would almost rather deal with somebody who's going to talk to me straight. Dr. Wax, I've listened to your show. It sucks. Thank you. Can we talk about your blood pressure now? I guess. You know your show sucks, right? I do now. Thank you. Okay, you see? So, I'd rather somebody tell me like this. Okay? Although you guys know, don't you guys tell me. I got enough. I know. All right. So, now we have many people who we've kind of identified as maybe that could be what's going on. We seem to have more and more in the population than we thought we did. And we want them to get jobs just like anybody else. Okay? And sometimes these highly functional autistic people don't know that they have it. And so they're not going to fall under the American with Disabilities Act if they don't know. And I don't want to simplify and stereotype what somebody with autism could have, but, you know, they don't interview well many times, unless it's a type of job where we really don't need euphemisms and we don't need exaggerations and hyperboles. And, you know, you want somebody who just kind of does their job and does it straight and, you know, does their job well. People with autism are awesome at that. All right? You know, like I said, some of my family members that have it, you know, what they are able to do is something I couldn't even comprehend. They're brilliant, you know. But, again, I'm more of a talker. I'm more of a, I want to make you feel better. And many people with autism, they don't pick those lines of work. They'll pick more lines of work in engineering, in maybe mathematics, in science, where they do their job and they don't have to have as much social interaction because that's not their forte. But again, we all have a place in society. So they, in this one study, they explored high-functioning adults with autism, and they looked at, they audio recorded 20 conversations, employment conversations, and then they recorded 20 adults that didn't have autism. 40 of these audio recordings were played for 59 university students who could not see the job seekers and did not know who had autism and who didn't. During each playback, the student listeners rated communication quality on a second-by-second basis, and the end result was on a scale from 0 to 100. I guess they did a job interview map, and they illustrated the highs and the lows. Then they did a questionnaire, et cetera. And the autism group had been judged significantly worse than the other group. They did less in terms of their grammar, their vocabulary, their speech, their use of pauses, their patterns of stress and intonation. They also displayed a greater tendency to use overly formal language, to shift or repeat topics abruptly or inappropriately, and to inject irrelevant details. Like I said, I'm trying to talk to the person about his blood pressure, and he's telling me that my teeth are yellow. Okay? Again, thank you for letting me know. It's hard to take. I need to know it. But we got to move on, and we got to talk about your blood pressure. Listeners said they would only offer 30% of the autism group a second interview, compared to 75% of the non-autism group. So, okay, what does this mean for you and I? All right, well, you and I, you know, we could just we could just think about ourselves and think about our family and hope that they all get jobs, etc. But I can't help to look at the global picture. And when you look at the demographics and we look at the amount of our population and we look at what jobs need to be done and we look at the economy and we look at what we're spending on people that don't have jobs, this becomes our problem very quickly. All right? We don't know how to deal with people with autism, and we end up not liking them. We end up looking upon them less favorably for jobs, as friends, as playmates with our kids, etc. And if we are going to have 1 in 56 of all of us, 1 in 56 having autism, all right, you can't just not hire them, all right, and expect what, somebody with autism to not work? That's not realistic. What we need to do, and I keep saying this again, is find the gifts that these autistic, highly functional, not so functional people have, and work with them on that, and give them jobs that enhance that. But this idea that somebody has to interview well, and that's going to give them the job because they're going to be work well with others and they know how to interview, may not be the way of the future to, choose and select our future workforce. You get that? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDAI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times bestselling author David Wilcock, Dead Dog Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I hope you guys don't have the rockin' pneumonia and the boogie-woogie flu, because I don't think there's a cure for that. The testosterone. A lot of you guys like to turn to testosterone. It's like the biggest thing. Do I have low T? If I do have low T, or if I don't have low T, T makes me feel better. And we have a lot of you guys on testosterone. However, in addition to you having prostate issues, we're finding that it could also cause diabetes. Saliva tests of 350 farmers in the remote Siman tribe in the Bolivian rainforest, men generally seem to have less testosterone. And they found advanced cases of prostate enlargement were basically non-existent. These guys did not have enlarged prostates. They also had low levels of glucose in their blood, putting them at less risk for diabetes. By the time they hit 80, more than 9 in 10 had some sort of prostate enlargement, BPH, where they had benign prostatic hyperplasia. Half of them needed medical treatment. But they think that maybe too much testosterone could be a culprit. Now, here's the thing. Okay, testosterone and androgens are male sex hormones. And we know that this could increase prostate size. But what about diabetes and why? Why would diabetes be such an issue? Well, it's steroids. And people taking steroids could be more prone to diabetes. There was a concern that some people with birth control pill could be more prone to diabetes, but I don't think they ever really proved that. I don't think they were able to, say that was a science. But you wonder, a lot of people are on birth control, they gain weight because of the steroids. They seem to be more prone then to diabetes. So this is what I suggest. When it comes to any sort of hormone replacement therapy, if you need it, you need it. There's no discussion. You're low on testosterone, there's something going on, you need supplementation, then great. You get the supplementation. I think it's a no-brainer. While you're on the supplementation, they keep an eye on the prostate, because if, God forbid, you're inclined to have prostate cancer, we want to catch it early. But if, and also check your liver, et cetera, check your blood levels of your cells, like to see if you have polycythemia, et cetera. So these are no-brainers. It makes perfect sense. But for those of you that aren't low and you're having some issues because of, I don't know, you're not gaining the muscle like you can, you don't feel like you have the looks like you want to, I would say be careful. Just be careful, because there's nothing less sexy than a rip-roaring case of diabetes. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Uber is being sued by a California man because he says, look, this was my idea, and he wants a significant share of the value. The man, Kevin Halpern, said in a lawsuit that he had discussed his business Sell You Ride Wireless, consisting of a car service ordered by mobile phone with Uber co-founders Travis Kalanick and Garrett Camp beginning in 2006. 2 years later, they presented the concept for Uber at a venture capital conference. He says they never had any written agreements, only oral, but that he mailed himself a letter with details of his concept in 2005 and that the proof is in a safe. That's one of the, I guess, tricks to copywriting people do, is they mail something to themselves. And they have the postmark, etc. Halpern has been litigious in the past, they said, filing suits against the founder of OfferPal Media and the city of Santa Cruz, California, according to USA Today. His lawyer, Christopher Dolan, has represented plaintiffs in other several cases against Uber. Now, Uber spokesperson says the claims are completely baseless and said the company would vigorously defend against them. You know, this is something that I always am concerned about because I have a lot of ideas for people. And I throw ideas out all the time. And usually the ideas I give you guys on my show, I say, go with it, go make money, I don't care. But I was very, very nervous when I was coming up with ideas for TV shows that my idea would be taken. And they're like, great, we'll find somebody else. And we don't have to include you in the production of it. And it was very concerning. So I made sure any sort of correspondence was in writing, either by email. Well, now we don't do letters anymore, but I made sure there was emails. I would save texts, et cetera, because it shows that that was my idea. Not that I ever wanted to sue or whatever, but if my idea came to fruition and they decided not to use me, at least maybe I could still be creative director or something because you could see where I put my creative input. But guys, oral, quit doing oral, discussions and verbal, agreements. It's not good. It doesn't really seem to help, so I'm not sure where that would go. All right, an 81-year-old Army veteran called 911 because he was hungry. You guys heard about this. And luckily, the emergency operator was cool. Apparently, Clarence Blackman had just returned to his apartment in Fayetteville, North Carolina, after spending months in a hospital and rehabilitation facility where he was battling cancer. When he got home, his refrigerator was empty. He had no family living nearby and no way to get to the grocery store. He told the 911 dispatcher, I can barely walk without holding on to a chair. So he made a request. He says, what I need is someone to get to the grocery store and bring me some food because I need something to eat. Whatever you can do to help, I can't do anything. I can't go anywhere. I can't get out of my damn chair. Luckily, the dispatcher, Marilyn Hinson, was cool. She jotted down a grocery list, which was a head of cabbage, two bananas, a can of beets, and a can of green beans, tomato juice, three Pepsis, some processed ham, and his absolute favorite, popcorn. He told her he had the money to pay her back. Hinson, along with Fayetteville police officers, delivered the items to his door. She said she stuck around to make him a few ham sandwiches. She said he was hungry, according to WTVD. I've been hungry. A lot of people can't say that, but I can, and I can't stand for anyone to be hungry. Way, way cool. Blackman told the Huffington Post he had prostate cancer. He said, it's unreal how devastating one thing can be. Sometimes I just fall down and pray. He said his doctor gave him maybe another 6 months, but he doesn't know, and I don't know. Only God knows, and I thank God I'm still here. He is going to get a home health nurse soon, but he's thankful somebody could be there for him this week. I think ever since then, he has been loaded up with donations. And, so luckily, I think with some of the donations, he even asked Salvation Army to take some of them to use to help others because he can't use it all. So I think that's pretty damn cool. So, I gotta tell you, I love it when you hear cases like that because that means people do have their acts together. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A tooth has reportedly been found in Bluebell cookies and cream ice cream. Oh my gosh, Bluebell is really getting hit in the media. They said a Houston family found an unidentified human tooth in their ice cream. According to KPRC-TV, Jessica Gutierrez served her family some cookies and cream ice cream on March 11th before any news broke out about listeria. But that day, her father, Eric Gutierrez, encountered a hard object in his ice cream cone, which at first he thought was a piece of pecan shell. The station reported when he spit it out, he realized that it was a tooth, not his own tooth, but a tooth that had been frozen with the product, and there was dried blood on it. So Jessica Gutierrez called the company as soon as she found out. Said she got no response until 2 days later, and then a company representative showed up at her house to get the carton and the tooth. A few hours later came word of the first recall. She did get an apology letter from the company and certificates for 2 free half gallons of Bluebell ice cream. The letter said a local dentist examined the tooth and thought it was part of an adult premolar. That is gross, with dried blood. Now, I doubt there was any HIV or anything like that that could have been spread, especially if it was dried blood. Still, you could have some bacteria and other sorts of things. But, wow. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You gonna hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.